Farnsworth, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 5th, 1905. Elder Farnsworth. Dear brother, your letter has been received and read. I would say that if you can see it to be your duty to go to Battle Creek to preach the truth and give the trumpet a certain sound, you will be sustained by the Lord. But do not depart from a plain exposition of the word. Preach the truth that has stood the test of more than half a century. Be kind and courteous, but let the Bible truth be in your lips as a sword that cuts both ways. The copy of the letter to Elder Haskell will speak for itself and show plainly the foundation on which we are to stand. This invitation to Elder Haskell to come to Battle Creek is a decoy for souls, and Elder Haskell will not be the man to take such a position. Elder Farnsworth, let the gospel message, straight and clear, be given. Whatever may be said, it will hurt somebody. But I was commissioned in the General Conference held in Battle Creek in 1901 to make my statement clear and plain as the message from God. I was to make the scriptures stand out clear and distinct. We are not to give long discourses, but short ones which can be comprehended. Take time to rest. Be sure to find yourself and your wife a place where you can rest undisturbed. Your wife is not to be overtaxed. When you feel that your work in Battle Creek is over, go elsewhere and be sure that someone takes your place. The conference is to furnish and pay laborers for Battle Creek. One worker cannot stand the strain of the work for long at a time. The light given me is that there should be decided help given in the men who labor as ministers in Battle Creek. These men are to be as firm as a rock to principle, but they are to make no drive at others, whatever their position may be. Brother Farnsworth, your strength will be in presenting from the Word the waymarks of truth that God has given us to establish our feet upon a sure foundation. Give the trumpet a certain sound. Christ came to John on the Isle of Patmos and revealed to him truth that concerns every one who shall act a part in the closing scenes of this earth's history. You will see imperfections, but do not let your mind be drawn away to make attacks on anyone, because this would discount your efforts. Stand firmly for the truth, and the Lord will give you a sacred hold upon him.